we inch towards Election Day, constant coverage on those vying for the White House has ramped up. Oftentimes, these stories tend to utilize fear-mongering and misinformation to paint a worrisome picture of the country's financial future. Today, we discuss investing in an election year, what you need to know, and how to cut through the BS. Coming up on today's show, stay tuned for Kelly's Bull Market News.
Welcome in to Kelly's Bull Market News with Kelly Slott.
Because there's always a reason to be bullish. Kelly's Bull Market News, our weekly get-together with Kelly Slott, who is the owner and CEO of California Wealth Advisors. A wealth of information at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Click the events tab and learn about upcoming webinars. There is one this Thursday. Now, this is, you need to be qualified for this. It's not open to the public for accredited investors only, but it's going to be a big and a good one on alternative investments. Now, one open to the public is happening Thursday, July 11th, and Kelly's good friend and doctor of economics, Dr. Joanne Feeney, is a special guest. They are going to be, well, giving an overall economic update. And then you'll see this, the one Tuesday, July 30th, also open to the public, and that's going to be on residential apartment homes, real estate. So there's a lot there. Be sure to also like California Wealth Advisors on Facebook and on LinkedIn. Kelly, this is going to be fun. We've got some interesting things to get into today.
Yeah, we sure do. Actually, I love today's show. This is going to be really fun. We're going to not talk about politics specifically, but politics and how it can affect your investment dollars. So how do elections affect your investment dollars? The big question today. So the first two segments today, I'm going to cover that. I think it's really interesting because people have misconceptions about that. So I'm going to do a deep dive into that. Then our third segment here, we're going to look at how wealthy people make their money and invest their money. I think that's going to be totally fascinating for lots of folks. How do wealthy people think? How do wealthy people invest? What do they do to get to be wealthy? How about that? So that'll be really fun. And then, of course, questions from listeners. I love the questions from listeners. I just had a radio show caller this week say, I love your questions from listeners because you talk about so many different things. So today, we will talk about annuities for a little bit, what to do with savings dollars that you have, and then, of course, how to save on taxes. So a lot of good segments today, so stay tuned. I think it's going to be a wild ride.
It is. It's going to be interesting, and it is a wild ride already as an election year. And, of course, we always wonder, how much play does this have? How much does it affect the markets and the overall economy? So that's what we're going to look at. In many ways, Kelly, it looks like you're going to, and this is wise, look at history to help determine.
Absolutely. So the data shows that many mistakes are made in election years as it pertains to Americans planning for retirement and their finances, particularly, of course, their investments. So regardless of the presidential winner, when it's all said and done, the markets want yields. They want returns regardless of who's in office. So BlackRock, interestingly enough, determined that no matter the political party in power, the stock market maintained an average of 11.6% during election years since 1926. So a lot of people think, oh, Republicans, Democrats, I don't want to go political on anybody here, but I will talk about history and what happens during election years. So I think it's fascinating that BlackRock has done this study, and 11.6% is the average return since 1926 in election year. So yeah. My big theme today, stay invested. Stay invested.
Right. It seems like long term, then it doesn't have that big of an effect when you look at history as you did, Kelly. And maybe short term, sometimes it's amazing how the president can say something and the Wall Street freaks out, at least temporarily. But it looks like long term, not so much. And stocks are, I mean, the show must go on. They're not going to stop no matter who, what, when, where, why political unrest may happen. And again, the numbers show that.
Absolutely. The data shows that the average S&P yields annually during election years is 8 to 10% consistently. So again, don't panic out there. Stocks go up and down, of course, whatever political climate might be in there. And as you say, Dave, some political person might have a comment, the market goes up, the market goes down. Really, it doesn't matter. You've got to stay invested. That's what history shows us anyway. And, you know, we want to dismiss the positives and the negatives that we see out there and do what's right for you. And that's what I do, right? I tailor make portfolios for you. So interestingly, the Great Depression, or since the Great Depression, there have been 8 Democrats and 8 Republicans in the Oval Office. And despite who resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, ultimately it appears to have little impact on the growth potential and gains over time. So again, stay invested. Stay invested. Don't try and panic and time the market. Stay invested.
Yeah, it sounds like Wall Street doesn't care necessarily that much who lives on Pennsylvania Avenue. And that's Kelly's goal, too, to stay invested in the right way for you. And she will talk to you about utilizing her MAS proprietary process. That's the MAS, the Market Alternative and Safe Strategies in Your Financial Plan. 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060, to reach out to Kelly. If you call in, you'll reach Michael, Christopher, or Christian, and you can text as well, though, the letter CWA for California Wealth Advisors, 800-810-8060. So, you know, there's certain things, it's almost like, Kelly, who wins in politically, especially in the presidential race, could actually affect Main Street more than Wall Street.
Yeah, I think so, actually. Yeah. So you don't want to let the fear of the present determine your investment strategy for your future, right? And there's certainly a correlation between your ability to understand current events and expanding your financial literacy with inflation and anomalies that might present a challenge for folks as they enter the retirement red zone, as they are thinking about retirement, or again, if you're in retirement. So election years, we're going to have them every 4 years, right? We just are. That's the way the country is built.
Can't avoid it.
And markets certainly can be unpredictable during primary seasons, usually, is what we see as far as ups and downs go. For the whole year, it tends to average 8 to 10% historically, as BlackRock's study showed. But during primary seasons, and that's, you know, of course, coming up in the next couple of months here, the markets can be volatile. But it doesn't mean you should go to the side. It means you should stay invested, in my view. So don't let what's going on in the markets, going on in the political arena, upset you with your confidence and your comfortable ability in maintaining your assets and maintaining the strategies that you have. And again, it just depends on you. It depends on what you want to do. Do you like risk? Do you not like risk? Do you want downside protection? Do you want income from your investments? It's all up to you, and you have to stay the course. You have to stay invested. I'm going to keep saying that today. In these turbulent times that we're in an election year particularly, and really the data shows that after the primary season, stocks return to an average of around 10%. That's what history shows us. So again, stay invested. Don't panic with what's going out there. That is in my book, The Great Retirement Mystery, How to Avoid the 6 Biggest Blunders. One of those blunders is timing the market. Don't do that. You're not going to be it's not going to benefit you. You want to have a long-term strategy and stick to that.
You know, in many ways, I mean, we're framing this conversation in terms of the presidential election, the fact that it is an election year, but it sounds very similar to what you talk about. Even when we have a challenging economy, is that don't let emotions sway your decisions that you make.
Yeah, don't let emotions sway what you're doing. You're not going to, I mean, it's just not going to benefit you. Emotional trading is not a smart strategy, not in my view. I've really never seen anybody benefit from that. Don't try and time the market. And then listen to a wealth advisor, a financial professional that can help you through these turbulent times. And that means that you're not listening to your neighbor's best friend. Oh, you're not listening to your coworker that has a similar job to you, and they like to play in the market a little bit, and that's not a good, you know, they're not going to know your full financial picture, are they? They're not going to know what your aim is. Do you need income? Do you need downside protection? You want to leave assets to your heirs? They're not going to look at that as a holistic plan, which is what we do, right? That's what we do all day long for folks. So make sure you have a professional on your side. I think that's really important, and really understands the markets, what's available to you, what's appropriate for you. Again, the professional wealth management is entirely important for every listener that's listening to me right now.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And you just really need to stay the course, but in the right way for you. And that's why, Kelly, whoever you meet with, and their concerns could be life changes. It could be changes in the economy. And yeah, it even could be political. But that's why you have reviews also with the people you have worked with long time.
Yes, and I'm very well known for that. Absolutely. Yeah, we have regular portfolio reviews for clients. And it's always interesting to me, Dave, all those listeners out there that are listening right now, you come to me and you say, my advisor never calls me. My advisor never tells me what's going on with my account. And that's such the antithesis of us, because at California Wealth Advisors, we are very well known for calling our clients back. First of all, call them back if they have a question, but also getting them on the calendar to do portfolio reviews. I have a number of reviews after the radio show today. I have a number of reviews I'm doing with longtime clients, actually. And I stay in touch with you. I make sure that you know what's going on with your particular portfolio and if we need to change anything. Now, I am not an advisor that's going to change, you know, from stock to from day to day to day. I'm not a trader like that. I'm a long-term investor, and that's my strategy with pretty much all of my clients, because I don't panic with markets. I stay invested. I make sure that your portfolio is doing what you want it to. And a lot of clients, I just had a client, and he's been with me for a long time, and he was more growth-oriented in most of his investments over the last 10 years or so. Well, now he's getting close to retirement. He says, you know, I really want to take my portfolio and recreate that paycheck for myself, make it a playcheck, I like to call it. So we're shifting his investments from growth to more income oriented for him, to then send those dollars to his bank account. So now we cover his budget each month, and he's going to be real happy when he gets actually into retirement. And that is what we specialize in doing. So again, we're bringing a huge an advantage, I guess I could say, to you, all you listeners out there that haven't met with us yet, in that we look at your entire financial house. We're looking at everything that's going to affect you and your dollars. So we're looking at your risk side. What kind of risk do you have in your portfolio? Are you paying too much in taxes? Do you have long-term care? Do you have enough umbrella policies for your assets? Do you have your assets titled correctly? Those are all the risk things that we look at. Then we're looking at estate planning as well. Do you have the right documents? Are they in a safe place? That is part of our family office, where we put all of your investment your investment statements, your estate planning statements in a vault, we call it, to make sure that everything is one place. So if something should happen to you, your assets are in one, or your statements are in one place, and your heirs will know to come to us to get whatever documentation they need to take care of you or to take care of your estate. And then, your investment dollars. That's our mass proprietary process. That's when we diversify for you. M is the market, A is alternatives, and S is safe money. So when we diversify for you, then it tends to create more peace of mind for folks, I'll say. And really, we want to bring the value to you that's showing you how your portfolio, your financial house, can serve you better. Perhaps I'm going to show you something new and better, or either you didn't know or had not thought of as part of your portfolio to take advantage of. And that's the value I'm bringing to the table here for you. So if you have $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, $100 million, anywhere in between, and you're very serious about needing some help, I like that first meeting to be in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office. By all means, follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn. Go to my website and look at future webinars that we're going to have, and ones we've had in the past as well. So give us a call today. My staff is ready for your call.
And to reach out and schedule with Kelly, 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. You can text as well, CWA, to 800-810-8060. And this is a comprehensive review. And the great thing is that not only is it a lot covered, but it's going to be about you. 800-810-8060. What's up next, Kelly?
Well, election years can undoubtedly have a significant impact on the policies and practices of the future. What about your finances? We finish up on the other side. Keep it right there. Kelly's Bull Market News.
There's always a reason to be bullish, and Kelly Slaught knows that, gets us bullish, and she can with you, getting you confidence built up in your financial plan when you meet with her. We're back with Kelly's Bull Market News. Kelly and her firm is California Wealth Advisors. You know, you can do so much at the website, californiawealthadvisors.com. If you click educational resources, you can view past webinars. If you click radio, you can hear the podcast, and there are many there with a write-up on each. It's listening on demand. Click the radio tab. Yeah, there are 164 podcasts there. And if you click events, you can get signed up for upcoming webinars. And there are, as always, more on the schedule this Thursday for accredited investors only. So you can call in and see if you're qualified for this one. It's going to be good on alternative investments, and they're going to get to cover a lot with that. Kelly's friend and guest, Dr. Joanne Feeney, on July 11th. And that's going to be an overall economic update. And then July 30th, that's open to the public, by the way, July 11th. July 30th, one on real estate as it pertains to residential apartment homes. That's July 30th. Click the events tab, California Wealth Advisors, to get signed up. And also be sure to follow California Wealth Advisors on Facebook and LinkedIn. We're going to stay with the theme we opened up with, and that is the fact that it is an election year and some lessons we can learn from that. Kelly showed us by looking at history that the markets kind of really hold steady. No matter what. And maybe we should, too. So here's our third lesson. Don't take the money and run at the first sign of perceived chaos.
Well, historically, the market does recover after that daunting primary cycle that we go through, the primary season that we go to. And the markets can be volatile leading up to that. That is historically documented. But it does recover after that. So again, staying invested, especially if you're creating income off of your investment portfolio, if you're in retirement, do not panic during these periods of time. It's historically, yes, the markets go up and down, and we've seen that recently. But it tends to recover, and it tends to even itself out. And again, when BlackRock gives us that study that shows, well, the markets actually perform somewhere between 8 and 10% in election years historically. I love that. That's good. So that means stay invested, right? And again, we don't want the fear of newscasts of positive or negatives, really, to affect your investment decisions. You want to make long-term investment decisions. You want to work with a professional. If you're scared out there, if you're worried about the economy, if you're worried about some news that you might hear, don't base your investment decisions on that. Actually, come to us as professionals to talk through it with you, to find out what your worries are and show you what we can do to help you. Now, I do have people that are worried about the economy and they say, hey, I think everything's going to go down. Okay, great. Well, we have investments that will actually give you downside protection. I just did a webinar last week on annuities and downside protection that they can provide and income streams that they can provide as well. They also, these days, are offering Social Security benefits as well as long-term care benefits, so they can be very beneficial for folks. That webinar is going to be, if it's not yet, on my website, and so you can look at that. So downside protection is very important to a lot of folks. But again, you need to sit down with a professional to go over your particular portfolio, look at what you need, what you were looking for, and then let us come up with some solutions for you. So again, don't let the newscasters worry you out there. We're here to help you and walk you through the times that we're in.
Yeah, and a great comprehensive review. And also, if you're having second thoughts about your existing plan, a good second opinion as well with Kelly Slaw at 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. To get on Kelly's calendar. And I know you've got some stakes to avoid in this regard, too, coming up. But our final lesson here is trying to time the market is a fool's errand. Try giving your investments enough time to work.
Yeah, well, that is one of my the six biggest blunders I have in my book, that I wrote, The Great Retirement Mystery, How to Avoid the Six Biggest Blunders. And you can get that book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or go to my website. So the six biggest blunders, one of those is trying to time the market. I have never seen anybody make money on trying to time the market because you're just never going to get it perfect, perfect, perfect. You're just not. So data gathered actually indicates that stocks have had a positive return in 20 out of the last 24 election years. Two of those years accounted for the major losses sustained in both the tech and housing crisis in 2000 and 2008. So certainly there can be reasons why stock markets go down like that. but historically they've done pretty well. So previous research indicates that elections have long-term impact on market performance, with the S&P, of course, demonstrating durability and consistent returns independent of election season. So it's important, again, to stay invested. Be consistent with what you're doing. Make sure you have an investment strategy. And I say this all the time. Just because you have an investment portfolio, maybe you have $1 million in your 401k, maybe you have $2 million in your trust accounts, those are investment dollars, yes. Those are not necessarily investment strategies. Those are not a plan for you. So again, that's what we do. We tailor make that for you. And you know, you want to make sure the economic and inflation trends that are out there are not how you're making your investment decisions. So data shows, actually, that if you missed the market's 10 best days over the past 30 years, your returns would have been cut in half. And again, don't try and time the market, because if you miss these best days, like I say, your returns are going to be way less than what you want them to. Missing the best 30 days would have reduced your returns an alarming 83%, studies show. So don't sacrifice potential long-term returns over worries about short-term volatility. We're going to have short-term volatility, folks. I hate to tell you that, but it's going to happen. It's a norm these days. Market's going to go up 300, down 500, up 500, down 100. It's just going to keep happening. It just is. That's our new norm. Stay invested. Be a long-term investor. When I talk about millionaires in a minute, that's what they do. They stay invested. They don't try and time the market. So make sure that you're doing the right thing for you. And that takes the professional wealth management we provide to keep you on track there. So by all means, if you're interested in getting a good track for yourself, making a good portfolio for yourself, then call us and let's see how we can help you.
You can call or text CWA if you text to 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. Got enough time to get into some mistakes to avoid. On staying on the same theme here, like this one, don't worry too much about what could go wrong.
Well, no, you don't want to worry about too, because, you know, something's always going to go wrong. Let's just leave that out right out there. Something's always going to go wrong, right? You just can't avoid that. So, make sure that you're actually doing the right thing for yourself, that you're not reacting to whatever the most surprising news thing that might come out. Because, again, staying invested is where you will make money. It really is. Don't panic. Don't try and time the market. Get my book and look at those six big blunders I see people make. It's important to avoid those, certainly for yourself, and it's important to be that long-term investor. That's where you're going to make most of your money, I believe, and that's historically it does show that.
Well, another thing, too, is, well, we talked about this earlier, don't let emotions get the best of you, and also, too, don't let them not have you overreact or avoid things altogether.
Well, yeah, I do have some people that I'm scared. I'm just going to put the money in my mattress. Well, okay, that's not serving you. I mean, I'll give you an example. I had a client before he met me in 2008. He had $1 million in his 401k, and he got very scared about the markets, as many people were in those days. So he took all of his 401k money out of the market, and he put it into cash. So he had $1 million sitting in cash, and I met him probably about 2 or 3 years ago. And so all those years from 2008 to up to a couple years ago, he had all of his money in cash. Well, the money markets weren't paying anything during that period of time, right? Interest rates were very low or non-existent for a lot of that period of time. So his $1 million was still $1 million, and he was very happy about that. But I said, well, if you'd even taken that and earned 4%, 5% on those dollars, if you'd put it in the market, for instance, that $1 million you had then really should be around $3 million today, because markets do make money. Yes, they're volatile. They can go up and down, but over the long term, they can perform very well. So he subsequently invested in other things with us that did give him some downside protection. So at least we're making him some money on those dollars now. But I see a lot of common mistakes. A couple of them I see is you worry too much about what could go wrong. Well, sure, there's lots of things that could go wrong, but we need to take the step into investing, into putting those dollars $1,000 to work for you. And I do have conservative investments these days that do pay 5, 6, 7, 8, 10% in yield for you. So yes, we have money that can be conservative, that can be invested and is actually making money for you. If you're really scared, I do have money market accounts these days that pay about 5.5%. Even 2-3 years ago, I did not have these, but these are money market accounts. There's no risk with those, just like the, having the money at the bank. The other fear, of course, is I see emotion. People are trading emotionally. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. Don't forget. So don't let fear lead you into financial decision making. That's not a strategy. Don't avoid things altogether like my client that had the $1 million did. And then, again, don't let fear determine your investment strategy. If you're fearful about markets, it's okay if you do downside-protected types of investments. And those are the insured products that we do offer. So, again, we're looking at your entire financial house. We're looking at what can we do to satisfy you, make sure you're not scared about anything, give you maybe income that you're looking for, downside protection, legacy passing that you might be looking for. Again, these are all the things that we look at when we sit down with you. So many times, we see investors that are operating from a place of insecurity and lack of confidence in their portfolio. And they need some direction. They need diversification. They need some planning. They need that professional wealth management on their side. And again, that's what we do. We specialize in sitting down with you and doing that. We're going to create a plan for you. Once it's executed, we want you to feel like you're walking away with confidence and clarity about your financial future. Again, looking at our mass proprietary process. M is the market. Yes, it'll go up and down, but over the long term, it can be fine. A is alternatives. That's the seminar we have coming up here. Those are investments that don't trade with the market. And then S is safe money. That's insured products. You will never lose money with those because they're backed by insurance companies. So again, having a diversified portfolio, oh so important for everyone out there. Having a plan that's tailor-made to you, oh so important for everyone out there. So if you're serious about needing some help, you'd like to sit down with me, have me go over your portfolio, see what I can do for you. If you have $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, $100 million, or anywhere in between, and you really do need some financial help, then by all means, sit down with us in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office. I like that first meeting to be in person because I do want to get to know you, and I want you to get to know me too. So call today. My staff is waiting for your call. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. And Dave, I think you have a number to give out.
I do, to call or text if you prefer, 800-810-8060. If you text, it's CWA to 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. Kelly, what's up after the break?
So what separates the average American from the top 1%? Well, when we come back, we'll explore the dramatic difference between how Americans think the rich get their money versus how they actually earn and spend their money, and what we can learn from their success to apply to our own financial planning journey. Keep it right there on Kelly's Bull Market News.
Now we move into mimicking the habits and more of people who are really wealthy in our own financial lives. We're back with Kelly's Bull Market News and Kelly Slaught, the owner, CEO of California Wealth Advisors. Kelly invites you to attend webinars. She's very committed to getting good information out financially. And so the calendar is always packed with webinars that are coming up. Click the events tab at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, one for accredited investors only. So you can call in and see if you're qualified for the one. That's this Thursday. It's going to be on alternative investments. And then Thursday, July 11th, it's open to the public. This is really going to be good. Kelly has a special guest in, Dr. Joanne Feeney, giving both of them an overall view of the economy. And then Tuesday, July 30th, also open to the public on residential apartment homes, real estate. So that's the subject there, real estate on that one. Always committed to getting the good word out on anything financial here, as she does on this show, Kelly's Bull Market News. Be sure to like California Wealth Advisors on Facebook and LinkedIn. All right, so let's jump into what are the millionaires doing here and how can we kind of mimic them? It's actually a survey titled The National Study of Millionaires, conducted by Ramsey Solutions. And we're going to get into their minds a little bit here, Kelly. One is, and start looking at some common habits and things that they do, traits like being consistent with investing.
Absolutely. 75% said that regular, consistent investing over a long period of time is the reason for their success. And I say this all the time. I've said it on the radio show a million times. Where I see people successful, where I see people building wealth, is to consistently invest in their portfolios. So let's look at 401ks, for instance. You're constantly putting money in there from your paycheck, right? It's automatically deducted from your paycheck. That will build you wealth over the period of time that you're working. That's when you're going to bring me $1 million, $2 million, $5 million when you retire, because you've consistently added money to it. You stayed invested. That is how I see people build wealth. And before we get on to the next discipline here for millionaires, I want to talk about the mindset that I have personally. So I'm a golfer. Many of you know I'm a golfer. And I like to play with scratch golfers. I am not a scratch golfer, but I like to play with scratch golfers. And I like to ask them as they approach a shot, what are you thinking? What's going through your mind here before you hit this shot? What are you trying to do? Because I want to think like a scratch golfer. That will help me be closer to a scratch golfer. And it's the same with millionaires. I like to hang out with the CEOs I work with, these companies I work with, the real estate companies, the stock portfolio companies that I work with. These guys are millionaires. How do they think? And it works the same way. If you think and act like a millionaire, that will get you closer to being a millionaire. So I think today's segment here that we're going to talk more about how millionaires think and what they do, replicate them. Take somebody that's successful and replicate them. It's huge. It's a huge benefit for you. So anyway, but by all means, everybody pay attention here, because I think this is really important. If you want to be a millionaire, if you're not one yet, then this segment will be amazing to you on what they do and how they do it. And then just replicate that.
And, you know, and actually, maybe we should say a millionaire in the tens. Because a lot of people you work with have worked hard, were very disciplined, and were able to save $1 million, $2 million or more. One thing, I've known a lot of millionaires, Kelly, and this is not disparaging at all. They all the ones I've known, at least, have been frugal. Not too frugal, but kind of frugal. Minding, yeah. Watching their money, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 94% of a millionaire, 94% of millionaire studies show, live on less than they make. So that makes me wonder, well, what are the 6% doing? They're not going to be millionaires for much longer.
Exactly.
I mean, look at some of those famous people out there that have made, and even football players and basketball players, you hear those stories where they've gone bankrupt.
It's happened.
It happens, unfortunately. But I will say, most of the millionaires I know, and you know, Dave, they live below what they make. That's 94% of them, that's what they do. So again, you've got to have a wherewithal of about what incoming money you have, what outgoing money you have, which is why I constantly ask people, what's your budget? What are you spending money on? And know what your budget is. And know if you're spending more than you're making, know where the money's going, and maybe stop doing that, because you want to actually spend less than you make, right? And I would say a lot of the millionaires that we surveyed, too, spent about $200 or less a month at restaurants. They're not going out to eat every night and spending $200, $400 on expensive wine or anything. So make sure that that's not you spending all your money out at restaurants and things if that right. is not covered in your budget. Now, if you can cover it in your budget, great, no problem. But let's make sure, you know, let's, again, have that millionaire mindset, I think. And this I thought was an interesting statistic, too. 93% of millionaires use coupons when they shop. I mean, that's fabulous. I mean, you don't think of that as a millionaire. Oh, they can afford everything. No, they use coupons. They save. They spend less than
they make. So that's millionaires I get behind in line at the grocery store.
There you go. So next time you see somebody at the market and they're whipping out a bunch of coupons saying, well, that's probably a millionaire.
There's a millionaire.
Yeah.
You know, interesting. And they probably are getting high tech, too, with a lot of apps that you could use to save money in place of the coupons. But, yeah, a lot of people I've known that were very wealthy, that's the way they were. 800-810-8060. We've got more to get into, but these are really good tips for our financial lives. 800-810-8060 to reach out to Kelly. One thing's for sure, they have not just diversified, truly diversified income streams.
Absolutely. I have never met a millionaire that didn't. 8 out of 10 millionaire studies show invested in their company's 401k plan. Again, that's how I see people build wealth. It really is. 3 out of 4 of those surveyed also invested outside of the company plans. Absolutely. Have multiple types of investments. Have multiple streams of income coming into you. I think, you know, it's absolutely key. Don't rely on just one, because if you've got a job and you're making your income, that's great. But if you lose your job or your company shuts down or something and you've got nothing else to rely on, well, that's not going to serve you. So have multiple investments, different types of investments. Have a rental property. Have an investment in real estate like we're going to talk about next week on alternative investments with real estate. Those investments that we do all the time for folks to diversify them, to make sure they don't have all their eggs in one basket. Don't have all your eggs in your 401k plan. I have a lot of clients that come to me and the only investment they have is their $1 million or $2 million in their 401k. They don't have any outside investments. Well, that I don't like to see that, because that's all eggs in one basket. Now, I take that and I diversify it for them, so they're not 100% in the stock market anymore, which is what 401k plans do. They only invest in the stock market. So, again, have multiple streams of income, have multiple types of investments. It takes discipline to do that, yes, but that will serve you in the long run and help you be a millionaire.
Exactly. And I think, you know, obviously they have a good grasp of building wealth and realizing once again that income is plays a big role in that.
Income is huge. Understanding income is huge. That's, again, how I see people build wealth. The income that they make, the income that they save, the accounts they put money into. I think it's important here to note that none of the millionaires we surveyed in this study spent their money on a single stock investment or an, quote, opportunity they couldn't pass up, end quote. They just don't do that. They don't take that kind of risk. Single stock investments, I see this a lot too. I have a gentleman that I've been working with for a number of years. He has companies he's been working with, and he has really one, that's all of his assets are in one stock. And I don't like that, because it's too concentrated. If something should happen to that company, if the stock price should go down hugely, he's going to lose a lot of his wealth. So don't have single stock investments, have multiple ones. Not one of the millionaires surveyed reported single stock investments as noteworthy facets of their financial success. They just, it's just not even on their screen. I'll say.
Right. Wow.
So have multiple investments, have multiple streams of income for yourself as well. So again, that's what we help people do by diversifying your portfolio for you. Again, that mass proprietary process, M is a market, A is alternatives, S is safe money. Stock market, alternative investments like real estate or even oil and gas programs to give you some write-offs, and then safe money for that downside protection. Again, having all of this working for you is key, and working with a professional like us at California Wealth Advisors will help you get there.
And by the way, speaking of the firm, be sure to follow California Wealth Advisors on Facebook and LinkedIn, and you can reach out and talk to Kelly about your financial life, 800-810-8060. 800-810-8060. Still looking at the traits of millionaires. I guarantee you they may have some debt, but they don't like it. They hate debt.
No, they hate debt. Yeah, 75% of millionaires, a study shows, reported never carrying a credit card balance in their life. I love that. That's great. I mean, I do have companies I work with to eliminate debt or bring down debt if you're getting to yourself in that situation. But the millionaires don't do it. They don't have credit cards, so don't do it.
Yeah, most definitely. But do this. Work with a professional, because they may have made their millions doing something that they're good at.
Oh, absolutely. I have many doctors, attorneys, people that work for companies, run companies, own companies, made money in real estate. Many of them work with professionals outside of what their industry is. So again, you might be great at what you do, but perhaps you don't know how to diversify a portfolio, an investment portfolio specifically for yourself. The majority of millionaires in the study said that they earn their money through long-term investing and working with a wealth professional. I think that's key. You've got to have investment help if it's not your bailiwick, right? If you're an attorney, you're a CPA, you own a company, you're probably very good at that, and that's wonderful. but you don't know how to diversify investment portfolio. You don't know how to create income for yourself. You don't know how to give yourself downside protection in it with your investment dollars. Again, these are such important things to look at. So again, if you're looking for that professional wealth management, that is what we bring to the table for you. So creating that diversification, creating that planning for you, looking at your entire financial house, the risks that you have with it, your estate planning documents, creating that vault for you, that family office where we put all your important documents, really important for you, vitally important for you, really. So again, with our vast knowledge, our experience in doing this, we're going to bring all of that to the table to create that investment plan for you. Having an investment portfolio, by the way, is not an investment plan. It's just an investment portfolio. There's typically no plan to it. How are you giving yourself diversification? How are you giving yourself safety and growth that you might want? Not safety or growth. So helping you understand your options, making sense of the strategies available to you through the difficult markets that we navigate through is important to have a professional team working for you. Me and my staff are proactive. We talk to our clients. We get back to them constantly. We make sure we do portfolio reviews. So if you're getting close to retirement, we want to make sure it's a smooth transition for you. It really is as smooth as it can possibly be. So again, if you need professional wealth management, if you're looking for somebody to be on your side, if you're looking for maybe solutions to the problems that you have, call us. Get yourself on our calendar. I like that first meeting to be in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office. My staff is waiting for your call right now. Again, follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook as well, and certainly go to my website for any webinars I have had up there that might be of interest to you. And give us a call today. See how we can help you.
800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. Looking at building wealth into your financial plan, and no matter the phase in your life, because Kelly's book, The Great Retirement Mystery, although retirement's in the name, it covers and gives, wherever you are in your financial life, gives us much to think about. That's available, by the way, at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. But 800-810-8060 for this comprehensive review, 800-810-8060. Kelly, what's next?
Well, questions from listeners is next. So I think that'll be fun. We've got to talk about annuities, talking about tax advantages, more to come on Kelly's Bull Market News.
We're back with Kelly's Bull Market News. Kelly, her firm, California Wealth Advisors, her feeling bullish. I mean, that's what she strives to get you in your financial life. And you know what can lead to that confidence? And you know what can lead to confidence? Having a plan. Kelly can talk to you about it. Kelly, very committed to education, even not only on this show, but on her website, you can find out about upcoming webinars. There's one this Thursday for accredited investors only. You can call in and see if you're qualified for this one. It's going to be on alternative investments. Now, coming July 11th, the public is welcome to join Kelly and her guest, our special guest speaker and friend, Dr. Joanne Feeney, with an overall economic update. Again, that's July 11th. Be sure to get signed up and see the full calendar. Events tab, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, and follow California Wealth Advisors on Facebook and LinkedIn. Before we get into questions from listeners, which is how we always close out the show, let's turn to the host of Real Time and his podcast, Club Random, Bill Maher, with some interesting comment, I think relatable financial comments from Bill Maher.
Someone has to explain, if our economy is doing so great, how come everyone is broke? To me, the real lesson is that we found out that quintessential middle-class jobs can't afford to miss one paycheck. I must have seen 100 stories. You miss a payday and you're Ratso Rizzo making coffee in a saucepan? And remember, this is the good economy, where 40% of Americans can't afford a $400 emergency expense, and 50 million have nothing saved for retirement.
And I've heard those horror stories, Kelly, and people very close to retirement kind of in trouble.
Yeah, that certainly can happen. So too many people apparently are not saving. They're not planning. 50 million have zero saved for retirement. Oh, that's scary to me. So again, if I talked about millionaires in my previous segment here. If you want to be a millionaire, you've got to live below what you're making. You've got to save money. You've got to put money into those retirement accounts. That's what will get you comfort and peace of mind when you get closer to retirement. So if you're not being proactive, you need to start today. It's vitally important for you to do it. So by all means, please take care of yourself.
Absolutely. And, you know, any questions you have, and we all have our own concerns and questions, you can bring those to Kelly. She actually, you can send it also to be answered by Kelly on the show. It's the same way you can connect with Kelly on her website, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Let's open with Orange. I want to move my 401k into an IRA. What type of IRA would allow me to do this, and are there any tax consequences?
Oh, well, see, I do this all the time. So moving a 401k, perhaps you've retired, or maybe you've left a job that you were in that you had 401k dollars in, you can now transfer that tax-free, no taxes for that, to an IRA, a self-directed IRA, if you will. And we do those all the time for folks, especially when you're retiring. Many of my clients retire, and they've got large 401ks. They've got $1 million, $2 million in those 401ks, and that now they need it to start creating income for them. Well, we're going to create the mass proprietary process for them to do that. Again, M is the market, A is alternatives, S is safe money. And we're going to diversify, create a plan for them, create the income streams they might be looking for. We do this all the time. So yes, you can move 401ks into IRAs. There's no tax consequences for you to do that. And now we can diversify for you. We don't have to leave it all in those mutual funds that were in those 401ks. Because typically I see 401k accounts, they have 10 or 15 different mutual funds for their employees to choose from. Well, there's 8,000 mutual funds out there. Those are probably not the very best ones. So let's make sure you have the right investment strategy for your particular portfolio. And yes, you can roll that into an IRA, those 401ks, even the 403bs, the 457s, the pension plans. I work a lot with pension plans, rolling them from the pension plans into an IRA that then we then take and create income or growth or whatever it is you're looking for off of that account and get you that diversification and professional wealth management that you're looking for. So again, if that's you, give us a call. We'd love to sit down and chat with you about how we can help you.
Yeah, and a lot of the strategies that could be good strategies for you when you're in that financial red zone 5 to 10 years away, Kelly can talk to you about. 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060. Covina, love the show. It's so helpful. Should I consider investing in an annuity, or should I stick with stocks? Because I'm not crazy about the volatility of the markets anymore.
Well, I think you answered your own question there. So yes, annuities, and again, I just did a webinar, and that will be on my website. So go to my website if you're interested in learning about annuities, because I didn't talk specifically about any one annuity. I talked about what kinds of annuities are available to you and what each one of them can do to help you. So in this case, this caller is worried about the stock market. Okay, well, we can move some of those stock market funds into an annuity, a safe investment that offers. It does give you downside protection. They can create income guaranteed for your life and or your spouse's life. I just had a client. He retired from a company he'd been working for about 30 years. He had a big pension. He had about $700,000 to $800,000 in his pension. And they were offering him about $45,000 a year off of his $700,000 to $800,000 guaranteed for his and his wife's life. And I said, well, let's see what kind of annuity I can do for you. So we looked at it. We looked at his age. We looked at the dollars. We looked at everything that he was looking for. And we came up with about $52,000 a year from that annuity that we can create for him. So we got him a whole lot more income. And you just don't know that until you talk to us. And believe me, you're not tied to us. We would want to bring you the best product we can find. And so if we had, for instance, offered him less, then I would have said, yeah, go with the pension you have. But usually we can beat those kinds of companies as far as dollars go. And then for his particular annuity, just to throw this in, he is going to have a long-term care benefit, as well as if Social Security goes down, he has a benefit for that in that particular annuity as well. So annuities can do a lot of different things for folks. Again, I reference my webinar. Go to my website and look up my previous webinars and find that and watch that. Or if you have an annuity that you're thinking of doing something that will create income for life and give you downside protection, then call us and see what we can do for you. We shopped around to 20, 30 different companies to find the best annuity available for you. So again, this is the service that we bring, the professional wealth management that we bring to the table for you. So again, call us if that's you and you're interested in that.
It's 800-810-8060 or text CWA to 800-810-8060. Anaheim, I just discovered you, and I'm glad I did. Each show is packed with great information, so I appreciate it, and I listen every week. I'm 65, and I have $1.5 million from divorce proceedings. What should I do to diversify and create income?
Oh, well, yeah, I have a lot of folks that have large amounts of cash in the bank. In this case, $1.5 million. I have a lot of close folks with $1 million, $2 million. They're sitting in cash. They need to diversify it. They need to create something from it. In this case, they're looking for income. Okay, great. Yes, we can do that. I can show you how we can do that, the different things we can do for you based on you, based on your risk tolerance, your time frame. Do you want growth with this as well? Do you want to leave any of this to your heirs? A lot of the different questions we will ask will guide us towards what kind of programs we might look at for you. So again, we tailor make this for you. So we do have areas to diversify. We do have areas to create income for you. So if this is you, you've got funds from a divorce, you've got funds from a sale of a business, you've got, and you need some tax advantages. A lot of different people come to me with cash and they need some help with it. So again, this is what we specialize in doing. We do it all day, every day. So again, if that's you and you need some help to diversify, to create income for yourself, that's what we will help you do.
Oh, you can get a question to Kelly at the website, CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com, which is another great way to reach out to Kelly. Costa Mesa, what is your opinion of a robo-advisor? I mean, what's the difference between that and you?
Love this question. So what is a robo-advisor? Well, a robo-advisor is a computer. An AI person, perhaps, that is not a person, right? A robo-advisor is a computer. So that's a big difference, right? I'm a human. I'm actually going to talk to you about what your needs, wants, and desires are. The other thing I will note about robo-advisors, which is almost counterintuitive but is very true, is robo-advisors are emotional. And the reason I say that is because they're going to trade on whatever market trends they see. So if they see something going up or something going down, they're going to get you out of it. They may hit you with taxes, and that may be a stock position, or I have a lot of clients that have Apple and Microsoft and those kinds of companies that really just want to keep them for their kids. Well, a robo-advisor is going to sell out if they see a market trend. I don't want that. I want to make sure your portfolio is actually tailor-made to you and is not trading on whatever market trends are out there. So I think that's a big deal. I think robo-advisors, too, are not long-term types of investors. Again, they're trading in and out of things. So that's a big difference. Most of my clients, I find, want that personalized service. They want to have someone to talk to about their investments. And that's what we do. Me and my staff are very good at getting back to people, going over what your plan is, how you feel about it, what we need to change if you're uncomfortable in any way of the investments that you might bring to us. So again, this is what we do with our professional wealth management. So again, robo-advisors, I think maybe if you have $5,000 or something and you want a computer to trade for you, that's fine. But if you're looking for serious wealth management, serious financial planning, I probably wouldn't recommend that.
Hey, we've got about a minute here for Beverly Hills. I have an annuity that's only gone up about 3% per year, even when the market had gone up a lot more than that. So why is my return not good?
Well, that's the kind of annuity you have is probably one with a cap on it, which means if the market goes up 10%, then you're only going to make 3%. If the market goes up 2%, you're going to make 2%. If the market goes up 5%, you're only going to make 3%, 3% being your cap in that particular annuity. I don't do annuities like that. And if you have an old one like this caller does, and you want to stop that, you want to have some kind of better returns for yourself, then I would say come to us, let us look at it, let us compare what you have with what we can do for you. Maybe take away those caps and now you'll have unlimited upside. Maybe even fees might be high in this particular annuity and we could lower those fees or even take away the fees altogether. So again, we're going to look at the annuity you have, compare it to what we might be able to do for you, and then you'll decide from there whether or not you want to move forward. I have many clients that come to me with annuities that are just not performing because they do have these caps or they do have large fees to them. Again, I do ones that don't have either one of those. So if that's you, you know, give us a call. Let's get yourself on our calendar. And, you know, again, we want to connect with you. We want to have a visit to make sure we're a good fit together. That's why I like that meeting to be in my Anaheim office or my Santa Barbara office, for me to get to know you and to you to get to know me. And to go over the concerns that you might have for retirement, if you're there, or pre-retirement. And that the main concerns I see are income. People are looking for income streams. They want to have some kind of liquidity in their entire portfolio. And then they want to have legacy passing as well. And then, of course, they want to have some downside protection usually built into their portfolios as well. So again, you need a professional on your side to help you professionally manage this for you. So make sure that your portfolio is what you want it to be, that it's actually tailor-made to you, and that you've got those high-level strategies, that professional wealth management on your side, which is what we bring to the table. So if you have $1 million, $2 million, $10 million, $100 million, or anywhere in between, and you're very serious about a deep dive and a holistic x-ray and audit for your financial house, we flat out get those things in order for you. So call us today. Get yourself on our calendar. My staff is waiting for your call right now. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook. Love to hear from you.
And if you call in, you'll speak with Michael, Christopher, or Christian. They're on the team at California Wealth Advisors, getting you a good time to get in front of Kelly and talk about your financial life. 800-810-8060, 800-810-8060, or text CWA to 800-810-8060. And also, you can find out when you call in if you're qualified for the webinar that's this Thursday, the 27th, and it's going to be on alternative investments. It is for accredited investors only. Now, there is one open to the public coming Thursday, July 11th, with Dr. Joanne Feeney joining Kelly, and they're going to be giving an overall economic update. It's going to be very interesting, and you can sign up for it. Click the Events tab at CaliforniaWealthAdvisors.com. Follow on LinkedIn and Facebook, and right here on the radio. We'll see you next week with Kelly and Kelly's Bull Market News.
Kelly Slott offers securities and advisory services through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial Incorporated and California Wealth Advisors are not affiliated companies. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not intended to be a recommendation or investment advice and does not constitute a solicitation to buy, sell, or hold a security or an investment strategy. The views and opinions expressed are for information and educational purposes only.